This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
I've to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience for the first time outside in the San Damascus. I'm not saying it right, Ashley Nerona, in the courtyard of the Vatican. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that? I can't speak today.
Well, John, it's the San Damaso courtyard. But of course,
Exactly what I was going to say.
I knew that. I knew that the Italian was coming out of you.
Exactly. By the way, Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent, and the Pope has resumed the outdoor celebration of the weekly audience with a handful of pilgrims, not the way it used to be in St. Peter's Square.
That's right. In fact, this was his first in-person public audience in 6 months. And the first thing that Pope Francis said today as he opened the audience was that he was so happy that people were, quote, face-to-face, not screen-to-screen. And the way logistically that the audience was pulled off this morning was that, first of all, entry opened at 7:30 a.m. No tickets were required for anyone who wanted to attend the audience today, which is not the typical protocol. So then upon entering the basilica line, everyone's temperature was taken. And then they entered through the famed bronze doors in front of Bernini's Scala Regia. Now, the Scala Regia actually may sound familiar to some. It may pop up in your imagination because these are the very stairs that Pope St. John Paul II's coffin was carried down during his funeral procession. And so from there, pilgrims processed into the San Damaso courtyard. And this courtyard may also be familiar to some because you may have seen the famed speech that Pope Benedict XVI gave on the last day of his pontificate. This is where he bid that emotional farewell to Vatican staff and to the Swiss Guard, who, of course, he loved so dearly. It's also the same courtyard where every year on May 6th, the Swiss Guards ceremoniously, they swear their allegiance to death to the Supreme Pontiff. So a very important courtyard. Now, chairs were set up there. They were all at 1 meter distance. And then you, of course, have seen visuals of the crowds at past audiences. They reach out to try to touch the Pope as he passes. They crowd the main aisle as he does, and they try to shake his hand. Well, that did not happen today. The aisle was very wide. The Pope did walk down that main aisle, but, of course, he was not reaching out and say, holding babies or giving blessings to babies or anything like that. He did stop and speak to a boy with an arm cast, though. And another pilgrim reached out and handed him a Lebanese flag. He kissed it. He bowed his head in a moment of prayer. And so then, when he made it up to the platform, he, of course, continued that catechesis on social teaching. Today, the topic was called Healing the World. And he pointed out that for better or for worse, this pandemic has highlighted what he called our interdependence. And so the keys to emerge well from the crisis are interlocked in that interdependence. He said the keys are faith in solidarity. He pointed out, yes, we all have a common origin. We have a common home. We have a common destination in Christ. And we have to remember that so that we can recall that interdependence and not get caught up in an unhealthy dependence on ourselves or on others. Instead, he suggested that the response we should have is living in solidarity. Now, he pointed out that that term itself may be a bit hackneyed these days, but that solidarity should involve a mindset that thinks, quote, in terms of community and the priority of life of all over the appropriation of goods by a few. So he went on to say that this is just a matter of justice. He pointed out an example. When shares fall in the financial markets, the news media is going to report the news. He says, but in the meantime, there are thousands of people who are going hungry because of it. And he said, but nobody is reporting that. Nobody's talking about that. He told a story of hearing from some Italian fishermen who said that they had removed 24 tons of garbage from the ocean. He says, That is an example of not having solidarity with creation. He went on then to refer to the account of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. He said, this is an example of what happens when we try to reach heaven while ignoring our bond with humanity, with creation, and with the Creator. So what to do about that? Well, he left us with two thoughts. First of all, he encouraged us all to let this quest for solidarity, for togetherness, to be guided by faith, so that we can build healthy communities, communities that are born out of our love for God and our love for our brothers and sisters. And to remember that even when times are dark, throughout this entire pandemic, he says we can be awakened by making efforts to live in that solidarity and to support each other. And so finally, he invited us all to ask ourselves, do I think about others? So there's a profound question to leave us with, John. Do I think about others?
Indeed. Ashley Nerona with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican this morning here at 20 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. With the limited number of people attending the general audience for the first time since the start of the pandemic, how are things going in Italy?
Well, you know, John, there's some interesting new reports that have come out recently. First of all, an assessment of what August tourism looked like. You may remember that our borders officially opened in Italy on the 3rd of July. So they've estimated that in August alone, there was about a 2 billion euro loss, with the industry itself down 70%. So around 220,000 jobs have been lost. And there are about 50,000 tourism-related companies whose future is hanging in the balance. Now, in the meantime, switching to schools, of course, all eyes are on that right now because schools are meant to open in the beginning of September. And our prime minister has repeated that schools will be opened and, of course, all kinds of safety measures will be in place. But there was a British school, so a private school, that was set to open on the 1st. A teacher tested positive a couple days before school started. They never did open their doors. They decided to go completely online. And then looking at air travel and people coming into the country, you know, there are still bans on certain countries, borders, you know, people who are not allowed to come in to Italy from those countries. And in the meantime, I mentioned in the past that they have started doing COVID testing at the airports in Rome for people coming from certain countries. There have been about 11,000 tests that have been conducted at Fiumicino, our main airport alone. Now, within that, there are 173 travelers who have tested positive. Interesting, all have been asymptomatic. They're then placed in isolation. And then just 2 days ago, there was reported zero new cases of COVID at the airport. So we're actually waiting for updated numbers from that. But John, I also wanted to share with you a couple of lights that are shining through all of this. And first of all, one is to share with you the desire for beauty that is continuing in people's hearts here, even despite these difficult circumstances. And I'm seeing that especially in an exhibit that was being held at the Quirinale here in Rome at the museum to celebrate the 500th anniversary since the death of Raphael, the famed painter Raffaello Sanzio, who died in 1520. And at this museum, the Quirinale, they actually created the largest show that has ever been dedicated to this, you know, incredible master. And ironically, the show opened its doors just a few days before lockdown. But when things finally did open up again and the museum was able to open, well, you can obviously the number of tickets had to be reduced because of now social distancing requirements. But the demand for tickets became so great that for the last few days of the show, they actually opened the exhibit up for 24-hour round-the-clock viewing. Wow. So I just think that says a lot. I just think it says that, you know, no matter what, people are still seeking the transcendentals. They're still seeking the power of beauty. They understand it. And then on that note, speaking of the transcendentals, another great story in the pursuit of truth. Italy has just given an undergraduate degree to its oldest ever graduate. So this man, his name is Giuseppe Paterno. He's almost 97 years old.
Wow.
And he just graduated with an undergraduate degree in philosophy and history from the University of Palermo. And get this, he used his typewriter for writing all of his papers. He used only research books. He refused the internet. And as a result, he ended up receiving top honors from the university and, of course, rousing accolades from his professors, from his grandchildren. And many of his professors, by the way, were 70 years his junior, which is incredible to think. So Giuseppe had a great quote at his graduation that I wanted to share with you, John. It's this: "Knowledge is like a suitcase that I carry with me. It's a treasure," Paterno said. "I understand that it was a little late to get a 3-year degree, but I said to myself, let's see if I can do it." So I just think it's some great inspiration for all of us to take from Giuseppe Paterno in our own personal quest for truth, no matter the circumstances, John.
God bless him. What a great story. Ashley Nerona is an American living in Rome, teaching crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians. And she and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. And you can learn more at truthandbeautyproject.com. That website again is truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley Nerona with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. Ashley, all the best to John. We'll be praying for both of you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, I look forward to that. Thank you so much, John. God bless you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.